blurting them out loud.
Des Moines, we are now ending our week-long sojourn among the corn with you here tonight. As experienced campaign reporters, we have come out to cover...
In the park as a trash picker-upper, he starts hearing voices and experiencing compulsions that send him in chase of specific people and places. Corvette, bus stop, rats. And this quest leads him, Father, our time-traveling servants of good, trying to kill a time-traveling, shape-shifting, mind-controlling parasite called, the parasite.
Capital B.
Capital B.
And you're over.
That
just sending him around to like,
and then
like,
Hunter's going around, yeah. And then he gets to be the king, and he'll be like that swag king of Thailand.
Yes,
the giant back tattoo,
yeah, and wears white beaters, and his blasting cigs coming off the royal airplane, dude.
Yeah. It would rule, but the problem is, like, the solution here. The problem is, then all the MAGA hogs would be mad because they want the Trump's
powers. Nope. He's not super attractive. He's not ugly either.
He does have a. But one parent, and his living parent is slightly distant.
Yeah.
So he's...
Just focus all their energy on that.
Yeah, that's the TV show that people want to watch.
Like. It's perfect.
Yeah, and then we could have like an actual government doing the fucking... making socialism, and they wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, if you're like one of those guys who's like, he's fed up recapping Colbert and James Corden, yeah. You could become a royal watcher.
Oh my
for
God.
The two royal families of America. It's perfect.
Oh my God.
It's Bernie's first make work program.
Yeah, and all those like Q psychos, they would love to just be like, what's Barron wearing to the cotillion?
Imagine the first time Hunter and Don Jr. joust.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is such a good idea.
That's the best idea we've ever had. Okay.
Where he runs and touches something and has a flash in his mind of like, Corvette! And then he has to run and find the Corvette,
yep.
Touch the Corvette, and then it gives him a flash of the next clue he needs to follow.
Yeah.
And then it all leads to a boss fight.
Blame in the narrative why you go for
one and, you know, like, you know, Baron's just there, you know.
Lumbering around.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know that guy... I think he writes for the Federalist. He's like one of these ex-military psychos, Jesse Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
He had a tweet about that, and he was like, wow. He's like, Barron's going to be a power forward in college. Girls, watch out. He's going to slay when he gets a chance. And it's like, yo, I love to fantasize about the president's son getting pussy out.
And another Federalist article, remember, where they yelled at Barron for not being formally dressed enough?
That was Daily
Caller.
That's
literally what happened to Meghan McMarkle.
Okay, I hate that I know this, but that was a Daily Caller article.
Okay, but still, it's like it was weird because it was a right-wing guy.
Yeah.
But that's because they're invested in the pageantry.
Exactly.
Let them just focus on that.
I got to say, when Barron gets to college and he posts a starting power forward, D1, he's going to get... so much more pussy than Eric and Don Jr.
Absolutely.
Whose sex lives I also fantasize about. I also project onto
them. I think it's funny that he looked at Barron and it's like, that's a power forward. And not like, oh, he might have a promising career in esports. That's probably what Barron's thinking.
Yeah.
I do hope when they have this dual monarchy, that he does join the lists because he would be like a Gregor Clegane style. The mountain that rides.
Oh my God. And then Hunter will have to like, legitimize one of his bastards to duel him.
Yes.
Hunter
has so many natural born sons.
He's Robert Baratheon. Yes. Yeah, he's just all around Flea Bottom, Kentucky. Just tons of boys who naturally wear aviators and can swing a crack pipe.